Welcome to your daily devotional for January 14th, when the harvest is past. Jeremiah chapter 8 and verse 20. The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. In the days of the prophet Jeremiah, calamity had fallen upon all Israel, yet the nation would not repent. And then, time ran out. The nation went into captivity. Despite having great opportunity, the nation was not saved. This was also so very true of many who lived in that privileged nation. They lived to see the judgment of God, and instead of seeking divine mercy, they entered into a greater eternal judgment. There is a national application. Our great nation once enjoyed a harvest of God's blessings. We were founded against all odds in the summer of divine favor. And then we drifted from the Lord, and He called us to repent, but we refused. And folks stopped going about the business of Christian revival. Have you ever wondered why the MAGA slogan has gained such political and patriotic traction? But politics and patriotism will not save the nation. Potentate Jesus Christ alone can do that. There is also the individual application. Many people were going about their business in difficult days, but they were not prepared to meet the Lord. May we be prepared servants of God and watch. Today there is opportunity to do good, and what are you doing? Today, as you read this, it is not too late. And what then will you do when the harvest is past and the summer is ended? It is too late. Did God send you on a mission to be His voice, to preach salvation to the lost? Surely He has. We find this in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 17. May the urgency of Jesus Christ be your urgency also. He Himself said, I must work the works of Him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. Do not join the multitudes who depart down the corridor of death, who cry out, the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. And may nobody you know be on that road on your account because of your neglect to share the gospel with words. You live a Christian life with moral principles and you do well, but nobody ever went to heaven because someone showed him an upstanding life. Folks go to heaven because it is made known that faith in Jesus Christ is the reason for the peaceful, quiet, and upstanding life.